Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 19, Johannesburg 17, Mbombela 21 degrees. The city of Johannesburg has expressed alarm at the recent surge in fire-related incidents across the metro. On Monday, a house fire in Mayfair killed four young children. With a drop in temperatures, Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson Robert Marluzzi says residents must be careful when using heating devices.
With cold front expected in the coming days, the city urges residents to be extremely vigilant when using heating appliances, candles, or open flames. Fires caused by unsafe heating practices pose a serious threat, particularly in densely populated or informal housing areas.
Limpopo police have recovered 12 stolen vehicles in a week-long anti-smuggling operation targeting cross-border syndicates. Two key recoveries include one in Messina and another in Polokwane, with one suspect being arrested. Here's police spokesperson Hlulani Mashaba.
In the latest operations, the members of Messina task team successfully intercepted a Toyota Corolla Cross at Bergview during routine operation on Wednesday, the 21st of May 2025. The provincial commissioner has hailed the members of the anti-smuggling team for their vigilance and all the units involved in the recovery of the stolen vehicles.
Now for our big news story of the morning. And President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's optimistic that his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump will attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg this November. The summit is where the U.S. is due to take over the group's presidency in 2026. South Africa's G20 presidency is committed to championing solidarity and equality. Briefing the media on the engagements with the Trump administration, Ramaphosa stressed the importance of the U.S. within the G20.
We stressed that the G20, having been formed by the United States, of course, together with other countries, it's important that the United States should continue playing a key role in the G20, more particularly because I want to hand over the presidency of the G20 to President Trump, and I said he needs to be there.
Now staying in the U.S. and two Israeli embassy staff were shot dead outside a Jewish museum in Washington last night. The young couple who were about to be engaged were killed while leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Here's Washington Police Chief Pamela Smith.
Prior to the shooting, the suspect was observed pacing back and forth outside of the museum. He approached a group of four people, produced a handgun, and opened fire, striking both of our decedents. After the shooting, the suspect then entered the museum and was detained by event security. Once in handcuffs, he implied that he committed the offense.
And finally, the SpaceX Dragon is returning to Earth tomorrow, carrying nearly 3,039 kilograms of scientific experiments, hardware and supplies. The spacecraft is set to depart the ISS at 6 p.m. this evening following a 30-day mission. Its cargo includes materials that were exposed to space. Splashdown is expected off the coast of California. I'm Chanel Satemba, Mornings Afrikaans at 11.
3 minutes past 10, 4 minutes past 10, The Work Zone, Jacaranda FM. Chanel Satemba.
Yes.
The chair you're in.
Yes.
Is always an ideal opportunity to ask you what I'm going to ask everyone else. Welcome to The Work Zone if you just joined us. So today, guys, oh, there goes my entire desk. I just broke half this entire operation. Yeah, okay. We'll mend it later. Today is International Day of Being You Day.
Ooh.
So we just want you to be you. I say to everyone, yeah, hey, I love you just the way you are. Come.
So am I.
So now, because we're celebrating you today, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And I mean, when I asked myself this question this morning, I had to think long and hard. I know what I didn't do as my 20-year-old self. I remember being 20, sitting on the stairs of the drama department at Stellenbosch University